chapter, Mishnah 6, Amar Rabbi Lezer, Shmata Keshiv Boinim Behechel. He said when they came up at the time of Ezra to build, when they came up from Babel, from Babylon to build the second temple, they made hangings for the Hechel, which was where the Holy of Holies, that structure was. Oisim Klaim, Lehechel Klaim Nazaros, and hangings for the courtyard. They put hangings around the courtyard for the Kanim and the Israelites. They put drapes first before they started building. But when it came to the Hechel, the structure for the Holy and the Holy of Holies, they put the hangings and then they built outside. So they were standing outside the curtains, so they couldn't see into the Holy of Holies, and then they built the wall that way. And when it came to the courtyard, they stood inside the curtains and they built the wall inside the curtains. So basically they were standing between the two curtains, and they built there and there. So different understandings of what Rabbi Lezer is getting at. But according to one opinion, he doesn't hold that the temple, the original sanctification was forever. So in order to, when they came up for the time of the second temple, in order to start bringing the sacrifices and doing everything they needed to do, they first had to partition it off with these hangings and then build. But while it was partitioned off, so they did that so they could already start bringing sacrifices, etc., while they were building. That's according to one understanding of what Rabbi Lezer means. Rabbi Shur holds, I heard that they can bring sacrifices, they can hold sacrifices, even though there's no temple, there's no house over there. And they could eat the holy of holy foods, the kanim, afal pisha and klaim, even though there are no hangings, kochim kalim or masa shani, and they could eat the less holy sacrifices and masa shani, afal pisha and chome, even though there were no walls around Jerusalem. Shekadusha rishena, because he holds the first sanctification, kitcha leshasa or kitchla sidlavot, that was for that time. And for always. So he held in there's actually again different understandings of if Rabbi Yeshua is arguing fully with Rabbi Eliezer or agreeing with him exactly. But according to one interpretation, he is arguing with him, and he holds that you didn't need the curtains and you didn't need anything else. Once that temple, the first temple, was built on that area, that's holy ground on the same site, but the building itself. And according to him, you wouldn't even need the temple to be rebuilt. You could just come and bring like a sacrifice in the right place. You could just like go to the ground of the courtyard and bring sacrifices over there. That's according to one interpretation. And you wouldn't have had to put up curtains. According to this interpretation, he's arguing with Rabbi Eliezer that they didn't need to put up curtains at all. According to another interpretation, they didn't need to put up the curtains, but they just put them up to... they did put them up, he's saying, factually they did put them up, but not because they needed it to bring the sacrifices, but just because it was just like the right thing to do, like made it, but they didn't actually need it.